This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For WMDX News, I'm Shali Pittman. Today is National White Cane Safety Day, which recognizes people who are blind or have visual impairments. The day was first signed into law over 60 years ago. Today, it's an educational day on white cane laws in states across the country, including in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, motorists are required to stop no shorter than 10 feet from a pedestrian who is in the roadway, who is carrying a white cane or using a service animal.
Denise Jess is executive director of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. She herself is blind and carries a foldable white cane. She says reminding drivers to take extra caution benefits all people.
We don't want drivers running over pedestrians, period. But vulnerable pedestrians who really can't see you coming need that that extra protection under the law.
Wisconsin's white cane law comes with a fine, and it applies whenever a blind or visually impaired pedestrian is in the roadway. And even though it's not against the law, Jess says it's also not helpful to honk to get pedestrians to speed up. Jess says care and attention while on the road doesn't only benefit folks who are blind or low vision. It also benefits you as a driver.
We do not see you, or we don't see you well enough to be able to predict your movement. So having you follow the rules of the road is just, it's so critical to our safety and your well-being. You know, if you were to hit one of us, it would change your life as well, and we wouldn't want that to happen.
Lawmakers in both chambers of the state capitol yesterday spent hours debating dozens of bills, and one with broad support would take cell phones out of classrooms. Assembly Bill 2 requires school boards to ban students from using wireless communication devices during instructional time. That means cell phones and tablets, laptops, and gaming devices. Districts would have to adopt their policies by next July, with exceptions for emergencies or when a teacher lets students use them. But even with bipartisan backing, debate in the state Senate centered on when those phones might actually be needed.
I have had many folks within law enforcement reach out to me and say, I'm happy that these phones are not in these kids' hands during an emergency because they don't need to be sitting there and texting. They need to be making sure that they are safe, that they are listening to instructions.
Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, Republican from Appleton. She cites a Marquette Law School poll from this summer, which shows that nearly 9 in 10 Wisconsin voters support banning phones during class. Nearly three-quarters support banning them all school day. Democratic Senator Melissa Ratcliffe of Cottage Grove is against the bill. She says it could make lockdowns more dangerous and says school districts should set their own policies rather than the state.
Following a shooting or a community-wide emergency, a quick text message or call is often the only way that a parent can confirm their child is safe or vice versa, mitigating widespread panic and unnecessary delays for first responders.
The measure passed the state Senate 29-4. It cleared the assembly in February and now heads to Governor Evers' desk. The city of Madison has started planting trees. Urban forestry crews started their fall planting season at the start of the week. They're planning to plant about 850 trees along City of Madison streets into November. City arborists picked about 28 different species of trees to be planted. The city says it's to ensure a diverse and resilient canopy. Another tree planting season begins in the spring when the Capital Times newspaper reports the Capitol Square is set to get a makeover. The two-year project will cost over $6 million and will upgrade sidewalks and the stormwater system that's caused leaks in the Capitol basement. The sidewalks were last replaced in 2001. Construction crews will work on one section of the square at a time. Organizers of the Dane County Farmers Market say they're coordinating with Capitol Police to plan around construction. The project's expected to be completed in spring 2027. For WMDX News, I'm Shali Pittman.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2 games to nothing in the best of 7. Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.